Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Confessions of an English Opium Eater by Thomas De Quincey. Part 1. Confessions of an English Opium Eater, being an extract from the life of a scholar. To the reader. I here present you, courteous reader, with a record of a remarkable period in my life. According to my application of it, I trust that it will prove not merely an interesting record, but in a considerable degree useful and instructive. In that hope it is that I have drawn it up, and that must be my apology for breaking through that delicate and honourable reserve which, for the most part, restrains us from the public exposure of our own errors and infirmities. Nothing, indeed, is more revolting to English feelings than the spectacle of a human being obtruding on our notice his moral ulcers or scars, and tearing away that decent drapery which time or indulgence to human frailty may have drawn over them. Accordingly, the greater part of our confessions, that is, spontaneous and extrajudicial confessions, proceed from demireps, adventurers, or swindlers, and for any such acts of gratuitous self-humiliation from those who can be supposed in sympathy with the decent and self-respecting part of society, we must look to French literature, or to that part of the German literature.